High school students in Springfield report lower drinking rates than the state average, 66% to 68%. But 25% of Springfield high school students report having their first drink before age 13, with some saying they took their first drink at age 9. Peggy Vecina, a consultant working for the Stop Access Springfield Coalition on its campaign to curtail underage drinking, surveyed just over 1,200 Springfield 8th graders. Nearly 45% said they've had a drink.
The more the data and the research comes out, we know that this isn't the benign thing we thought it was maybe 10, 20 years ago, that while their brain is still developing, they're at great risk if they're using alcohol. You know, 15-year-olds are four times more likely, if they have their first drink at 15, to develop an alcohol abuse or dependency issue in adulthood.
Vecina said the children reported alcohol is an almost constant presence in their daily lives.
They describe their daily walk to school, their walk to their community center, and you know, they're exposed to public drinking, they're exposed to advertising, they're exposed to the, you know, it's everywhere.
Of the eighth graders who've had a drink, more than half said they got alcohol from a relative.
There is a social norm around drinking, and it's particularly high here.
In addition to identifying factors that increase the risk of underage drinking, the survey also sought ways to reduce the risk. 14-year-old Michael Preston said his peers need stronger education about right versus wrong and also more opportunities for involvement.
I think we should start sports teams too to stay away from the drugs, because when you're focused on something, the other thing is not bugging you and you're staying out of trouble, like with fights or stuff like that.
Based on the data, the Stop Access Coalition has developed strategies to prevent underage drinking. Anna Cruz, the coalition's policy coordinator, says at the top of the list is an effort to convince people that underage drinking is a serious problem.
You know, they see other stuff as a problem, but we need to realize that by working with the risk and protective factors, you're also working with teen pregnancy, school dropout, violence. So we need to have that clear.
The campaign against underage drinking in Springfield is a project of the Gandara Center, a nonprofit that provides mental health and substance abuse treatment. The Underage Drinking Initiative is funded by a grant from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. Frank Robinson, executive director of Partners for a Healthier Community in Springfield, said there is a high concentration of package stores and bars in the inner city neighborhoods.
If you map any of the neighborhoods, we've done some asset mapping or geographic mapping, geocoding. When you map neighborhoods, you will find alcohol establishments, bars, liquor stores concentrated in certain inner city neighborhoods. It just doesn't make sense that you would continue to add to those neighborhoods, particularly since some of these locations are right next door to schools. It's not likely that we can eliminate them, but we surely don't have to introduce more of them.
The Stop Access Coalition hopes to recruit people to have large turnouts for future meetings of the Springfield License Commission to oppose additional liquor licenses in neighborhoods that already have a large number of alcohol outlets. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.